and our Minerals Business and Economic Development, our appropriations, they will be joining us shortly, and we will leave the roll open as they are here, and we don't want them marked excused when they are actually here working. And so with that, but we're going to get rolling. We have a couple special events this morning, and so we want to get moving on that. So good morning, which we hope will be our final Monday of the budget session. So Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Convening roll call for the 15th day, Monday, March 5th, 2018. Allen.
Here.
Barlow.
Here.
Beitman.
Here.
Blackburn excused. Blake.
Here.
Bovee.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Burkhart. Bird. Clausen. Clem excused. Connolly. Court.
Here.
Crank. Dayton. Edwards.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Ayer. Flitner.
Here.
Freeman.
Here.
Furphy.
Here.
Grew.
Here.
Gray. Greer. Haley.
Here.
Hallinan.
Here.
Halverson.
Here.
Henderson. Hunt.
Here.
Jennings.
Here.
Kinner.
Here.
Kirkbride. Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lone, Laux, McGuire, Madden, Miller, Nicholas, Northrup, Obermuller, Olson, Paxton, Pelkey, Piperinen, Ponell, Salazar, Schwartz, Simpson,
here.
Summers, Steinmetz,
here.
Stith,
here.
Sweeney,
here.
Walters, Wilson, Winters,
here.
Zwanitzer, here. Mr. Speaker.
Here.
Okay, members, we are joined this week with Captain Clinton Trimmer from the Salvation Army here in Cheyenne. So if you'd all please rise for our morning prayer.
Pray with me. Gracious Heavenly Father, we pray that you would just be in this room, that you would guide the decisions that are made here, that you would grant wisdom, and Lord, that you would bring blessings to our great state. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Okay, members, we're going to finish roll. We left it open while our two committees are back. And then we have a special guest here today with us. Chief Clerk, please finish that roll.
Burkhart? Bird?
Here.
Clausen?
Here.
Crank? Air? Gray? Greer, Henderson, Larson Lloyd, Lindholm, Laux, Nicholas, Olson, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, Wilson, Burkhart, Crank.
Who's here that you want to privilege?
Lindholm. Olson.
Do you want me to excuse those three?
Crank, excused. Lindholm, excused. Olson, excused. Olson, present. We have 56 present, 4 excused.
Okay, thank you. Members, before we go to privileges of the floor, and I know we have some special guests in the gallery in the VIP section, it's joining us today to share some of his work as Wyoming's Poet Laureate. And you'll remember Eugene Galeano, who was here last year, was appointed by Governor Meade in July of 2016. And so Eugene is a retired elementary school teacher from Buffalo, Wyoming, an award-winning author of 13 children's books. His writing celebrates life in Wyoming and the West. So everyone, if we would, just stop what we're doing. We're going to relax. This is one of these nice moments in the house where we can really see another wonder of Wyoming, and that is Wyoming's Poet Laureate. Please welcome to the house.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank the Wyoming Arts Council for providing the opportunity for me to read my poetry here. And I'd like to thank you, the members of the House, for all you do, all the hard work, in trying to continue to keep Wyoming the wonderful state that it is to live in. I appreciate what you do. I've selected four poems today. I hope that they will inspire you in some way. First one is called Wagon Wheel. An aged and weathered wagon wheel at the edge of a flower garden leans against a house entwined by morning glory vines the color of Wyoming sky. Did it once carry a family's means of survival in a covered wagon on a journey of dreams over endless dusty miles of scorching sun and taunting winds? Does it speak of the circle of life? Remember the heartache of despair, the miles of sacrifice, pain, and loss, death march or freedom's road? Is it just a nostalgic ornament, resting after its long journey, waiting to rot back to earth? Or is it a symbol of strength, faith, and courage, hope for a new generation's vision? I had to write this down. The next poem was written after listening to Shiloh Ranch, a Wyoming tone poem commissioned by the Wyoming Arts Council for its 50th anniversary, and a world premiere performed at the Wyoming Arts Summit by the university's symphony. After hearing this, I went back to the motel room and wrote this poem. It's called The Winds of Wyoming. The winds of Wyoming surf lofty peaks of ice-carved cathedrals, fueling eagle engines that glide on thermal updrafts over rocky tree line into thick forest and open parks and meadows. Winds sift through pine needles into glacial valleys where stoic bull elk and buck deer rule immense herds of grazing life.
Wyoming winds filter down into plentiful prairies of grass and sagebrush owned by pronghorn antelope. Winds shatter the silent deserts where wild horses race with it, tangling and braiding their manes and tails. The winds of Wyoming follow the cottonwood-lined rivers, awaken them and the quaking aspen into trembling and shaking, into waving goodbye. The winds of Wyoming are royalty that reign the land. And now for a bit of levity. It's called Heard That Before. It's from my new book called Is It True? The dog ate my homework, is what I had said. The teacher frowned. I wished I were dead. How did he eat it, baked, boiled, or fried? He ate it raw, I said, and I cried. Did he chew it all up? Did he think it was yummy? Did it make him real sick? Did it upset his tummy? To tell you the truth, I've heard this before. You have to have proof or you'll do it once more. My dad said the evidence might make you gag, but I brought you the proof right here in this bag. Thank you. This last poem is called Poets. Got to thinking about what it is to be a poet. Some say poets see the world through rose-colored glasses, but I think they see it more clearly. The poet is stirred to express life in words, sometimes overly sensitive to the human condition, compelled to try and capture snippets of life, help visualize moments that awaken the heart, revive memories, to see in the mirror of truth the humor in a situation, create awareness so often overshadowed by daily life. The poet observes the world for inspiration, searches the caverns of the soul, seeking meaning and understanding, using his craft as a gift to convey our innermost thoughts and deepest emotions, strengthen our faith, enable others to express feelings they themselves cannot verbalize. The poet is not afraid to let others into his soul. Thank you.
Eugene, can you, again, thank you for joining us and taking a little time to share the importance of arts and culture in our wonderful state. I've never quite heard our winds referred to as royalty, something I'll always remember when it's blowing. And so we really appreciate you being here and keep up the great work. And again, really a treasure of Wyoming. So thank you so much. Okay, members, we have some privileges of the floor. Representative Pelkey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege.
Please proceed.
We have in the VIP section a group of students from around Wyoming representing 4-H, and I'm going to get to read their names off. Katrina Twitchell from Lovell, Caitlin Hayward from Pinedale, McKenna Carnum from Big Piney, Morgan Sanchez from Evanston, Stevie Moyles from Kemmerer, Lane Mills from Gillette, Susanna Villasenor from Laramie, and Garrett Chamber from Pinedale. Welcome to the House. Huh? And one person I didn't mention is the person in charge of this group, and that's Robin Chamber from Pinedale as well.
Well, welcome to the House. It's great to have you here, and the future of agriculture in our great state, the heart and soul of our state, is in good hands. Just drove through Pinedale twice this weekend, actually. and one of my favorite places. But I like the sign on the way in, all the culture you need. It's pretty cool. So appreciate you kids being here today, and welcome to the House. Any others? Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you. I see in our executive viewing area the Albany County District Attorney, Peggy Trent. Hi, Peggy. I hope I'm not in trouble.
Welcome to the House. Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Well, in the VIP section is my MIP, my most important person. In the back, my wife is here, Christy Winters, and we're going on 14 years, praise the Lord. And she has been awesome. She's going to be with us this week. Thank you for welcoming her.
Well, welcome to the House. It's great to meet Representative Winters' better half. I'm sure you'll agree with that. Anyone else? Representative Freeman.
Privilege.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's my honor and privilege to introduce the nurse of the day, Peter Scores. He is one of my former students, and as a teacher, you're always looking for a student to walk through your door that has a spark. Mr. Scores walked through my door with a flamethrower, and there's lots and lots of stories, but I'm only going to tell you one. Pete had me right after lunch, and every day during the lunch period, he would come into my classroom, and I had a 4-foot by 8-foot board that I didn't use very much, and basically he drew a caricature of me on what we were talking about the day before. I look much like Burl Ives in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but much fatter. And he would have me there, and he would have all of the class there as little ants. And students would go up and put their initials on where they wanted to be all during that time. My favorite is when I was charging up San Juan Hill. So if you can imagine Fat Freeman going up to San Juan Hill with all these little ants, you would see what's going on. But we also saw us on the Oregon Trail, World War II going over the top, and we also liberated concentration camps. It was a wonderful tool because I had something to review every day that came from a student's mind. Peter went on and graduated from Rock Springs High School. He went to UW. He graduated there from nursing, and he's now applying to get into the master's program there. He works in an assisted living area, and I have several people that have come back and told me about how good a nurse he is. So if you'd welcome Peter Scores as our nurse of the day.
Okay, any other? Thank you, and welcome, Peter. It's really good to have you here. And Representative Paxton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce you to the person who keeps Carbon County pointed in the right direction, my good friend, County Clerk Gwen Bartlett.
Welcome to the House. Anyone else? Privileges. Members, I would say that, and I'd like to announce, we will extend general file, our deadline, just one day. We're going to have to do one additional day. The body down the hall has already done that. We were thinking we'd get it all done. There's a couple bills still that we're going to need to... It won't affect, I think, the Monday, Wednesday, Friday committee folks at all anyway, right? But a few of the Tuesday, Thursdays, and a couple that meet every day. So just be aware of that. And with that, Mr. Majority Speaker Pro Tem, I should say.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The entire House, both parties, will caucus immediately in L-54.
Okay, we'll caucus in L-54. The House will stand at ease till the sound of the gavel. I'm thinking 15 minutes or so max. Okay, thank you. We'll head right there. House will come to order. We're back at work. We're checking on a quorum. We know we're real close. Well, we can start with a privilege of the floor, Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you. I would like to introduce some folks in our VIP section in the back, everyone. And this is a class I had the privilege of going to do the legislative back-to-school program with. So they've taken the oath of office, and they've been in your chairs, and they've debated bills. This is your Lingle Fort Laramie High School class with A.J. Gross as their teacher. Please welcome them. Welcome to the House.
Who's the teacher, Representative Steinmetz? Got to introduce you.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Gross is our teacher, A.J. Gross from Lingle.
Awesome, A.J. Welcome. How about the bus driver? Is he out there?
Oh, and we have Mr. David Anderson as our bus driver in the back.
Hello. Appreciate you hopping on the little yellow school bus coming on down. And that trip, of course, is reimbursed on the previous 3 years' average. Reimbursable. A little levity there, folks. Okay, here we are. Next order of business is Journal Committee Report.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of March 2nd, 2018 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Guru and Representative Gray.
Thank you. Messages from the Senate.
Message number 216. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill number 19. Wyoming Money Transmitter Act, Virtual Currency Exemption. Ayes, 28. Noes, 2. Message number 217. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 23, Audit Requirements for Conservation Districts. Ayes, 30. Message number 218. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 40, Election Code Revisions. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, noes 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Message number 219. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 72, Ad Valorem Tax Collections. Ayes 30. Message number 220. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill number 76, Supplemental Security Income Program. Ayes 29. Noes 1. Message number 221. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill number 88, State Construction Department Amendments. Ayes 30. Signed, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Standing committee reports.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 30, Notice of Hearing to Reopen an Estate. Amendments. Respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Biteman, Jennings, Kirkbright, Olson, Pelkey, Ponell, Salazar, Stiff, and Winters. Signed, Representative Kirkbride, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom is referred Senate File 57, Board of Law Examiners, Appointment. Supreme Court rules. Respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes. Representatives Biteman, Jennings, Kirkbright, Olson, Pelkey, Ponell, Salazar, Stiff, and Winters. Signed, Representative Kirkbride, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 80, engrossed, Vulnerable Adults, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass, amended. Ayes, Representatives Kirkbride, Olson, Pelkey, Ponell, Stith, and Winters. Noes, Representatives Biteman, Jennings, and Salazar. Signed, Representative Kirkbride, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 22, engrossed, Orders of Protection, Revisions, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 29, engrossed, Education, Computer Science, and Computational Thinking, respectfully reports back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 34, Military Spouse Unemployment Sunset Repeal, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 36, engrossed, Veterans Tuition Program Limits, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 45, engrossed, State Fair Board, two, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 62, Omnibus Water Bill Planning, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 66, engrossed, Volunteer Health Care, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 108, engrossed, Economic Diversification and Development, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 116, engrossed, Retirement Income Security Task Force, two, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. No, Representative Nicholas. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number three, Revenue, to whom was referred Senate File 52, Workers' Compensation, Rate Discount, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Connolly, Dayton, Furphy, Hallinan, Kinner, Larson, Madden, Obermueller, and Paxton. Signed, Representative Madden, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number four, Education, to whom was referred Senate File 102, National Teaching Certification, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass, amended. Ayes, Representatives Bovee, Brown, Flitner, Freeman, Hunt, Kinner, Northrop, Paxton, Piperinen. Signed, Representative Northrop, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number six, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 61, Hunting Colors, Fluorescent Pink, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Allen, Klim, Flitner, Freeman, Garou, Haley, Halverson, and McGuire. No, Representative Steinmetz. Signed, Representative Allen, Chairman.
Thank you. We are at that order of business of signing of enrolled acts.
Enrolled Act Number 1 being Original House Bill 19, an act relating to trade and commerce.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 1, Original House Bill 19. I have so signed. That Enrolled Act Number 1 was Majority Floor Leader Miller's bill. Congratulations. Next bill for our is Enrolled Act Number 2. Reading Clerk will read the Enrolled Act.
Enrolled Act Number 2 being Original House Bill 23, an act relating to conservation districts.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 2, Original House Bill 23. This is Original Corporations Bill. I have so signed. Thank you, Corporations Committee. The next Enrolled Act is Number 3. The reading clerk will read the Enrolled Act.
Enrolled Act Number 3 being Original House Bill 72, an act relating to ad valorem taxation.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 3, Original House Bill 72. I have so signed. Congratulations, Chairman Barlow. It's his bill. I'm about to sign. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Number 4. The reading clerk will read the Enrolled Act.
Enrolled Act Number 4 being Original House Bill 76. An act relating to the state supplemental security income program.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 4, Original House Bill 76, an appropriations bill. I'm so signed. Next Enrolled Act is Enrolled Act Number 88. The reading clerk will read the Enrolled Act. Excuse me, it's Number 5. I misspoke. The next Enrolled Act is Number 5. The reading clerk will read the Enrolled Act.
Enrolled Act Number 5 being Original House Bill 88, an act relating to the State Construction Department.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 5, Original House Bill 88, appropriations bill. I have so signed. Well, we got some work done there. We got a few house bills moving through. That was good. Now we are next order of business.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
It's not often we get people from that famous County 10 down here, but we have some Riverton High School students, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, and their principal, John Griffin, here from the Windy City of Riverton. And the students are Kat Taylor, Joseph Thornton, Darius Tillman, and Ella Hawk.
Well, Wolverines, welcome to the house. And Mr. Griffin, I remember him when he was all just a student teacher. And now he's the principal at Riverton High School. I tell you, kids, I was in committee this morning, and you put a lot of work into that. And it was very well noticed. Well done. Great job. And that's what you do. Get involved in the process. And I think today you made a difference. And even though that bill may be whatever, there's a lot to this. And that was a big win today. And so I really appreciate you being here. And great job. Thank you. Our next order of business is a request to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. Chairman Zwanitz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm pleased to present the first concurrence of 2018. I would move concurrence on message number 218 to House Bill 40, and I think I'm going to ask the body to vote no, but I'll explain, and you can vote your conscience. This is the election revision bill, members, that every 2 years we go through our election code and revise it based on our previous election. So your Corporations Committee spent 2017 going through. You'll remember the specific things in this bill that we're arguing here in the concurrence revolves around bumper stickers. So we talked a little bit about when you're at a polling place on election day or an absentee polling place before election day, having a bumper sticker on your vehicle is technically a violation. And although no one has ever actually been charged with a penalty that we could find, it's still a violation under election code for electioneering too close to a campaign place. So the Senate started out pretty well, I think, in committee. They cleaned up some language on page 4, line 6, about when you're signing a petition for a candidate, you could sign multiple petitions for independent candidates. They just clarified it that you couldn't sign the same petition 10 times and count your signature 10 times, so that was more of a cleanup amendment. And I think they did some good work. They tried to say, you know, what's a bumper sticker and what's not a bumper sticker. They settled on 6 inches by 23. And so I went and measured here, the good representative in front of me's desk. If you look at your desktop, that's about 25% of those 3 trays on your desk. So it's about half the length of your desk and half the way back. So if you look at those 3 things, like the good representative in the front row, 25% of your desk, and there's also a non-prop sitting up here on the table, about how large the bumper sticker could be. And I was thinking that was acceptable, and I thought of it over the weekend. What really worries me, if you look down the second amendment that came onto this piece of legislation on page 15, line 23, they changed the word sticker to stickers. So technically the way I read it, and I think when I checked with some other people how they read it, is you could have multiple bumper stickers, not even on your bumper, but all over your vehicle, as long as they're all smaller than 6 by 23. Once again, I think people can find a way around the process by bumper stickering your car. So I would like the opportunity to go back and have a friendly conversation with our friends down the hall on bumper stickers, as silly as that may be. So I would ask you to vote no, but would stand for any questions.
Any discussion on message 218? Okay, seeing none. I hear a question being called. We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 40. A majority of the elected members is required. And Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Concur on House Bill 40. Allen.
No.
No. Barlow.
No.
No. Bightman. Aye. Blackburn excused. Blake.
No.
No. Bovey.
No.
Brown.
No.
No. Burkhart.
No.
No. Byrd.
No.
Claussen.
No.
Clem excused. Connolly.
No.
Court.
No.
Crank.
No.
Dayton.
No.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
No.
Ayer.
No.
Flitner.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Furphy.
No.
Grew.
No.
Gray.
No.
No. Greer.
No.
Haley.
No.
Hallinan.
No.
Halverson.
No.
No. Henderson.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
No.
Kirkbride.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
Excused.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
No.
Madden.
No.
Miller.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup. No, Obermueller. No, Olson. No, Paxton. No, Pelkey. No, Piperinen. No, Ponell. No, Salazar. Salazar? No, Schwartz. Schwartz? No, Simpson. No, Summers. No, Steinmetz. No, Stith. No, Sweeney. No, Walters. No, Wilson. No, Winters. No, Zwanitzer. No, Mr. Speaker. No. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 5 aye, 52 no, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to not concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 40. That is our only concurrence message today. I will appoint conference committee to, I'll point that right now, House Bill 40. And that conference committee will be Zwanitzer chairman, Representative Stith, and Representative Sweeney. We're at that order of business of bills on second reading. First bill for our consideration is Senate File 10.
Senate File 10, sponsored by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, Utilities Rate Making, an Act Relating to Public Utilities.
Senate File 10, having been read two separate times, question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 11.
Senate File 11, sponsored by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, Public Utility Regulation, Joint Powers, Entities, an Act Relating to Public Utilities.
Senate File 11, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 41.
Senate File 41, sponsored by Labor, Health, and Social Services, Organ Donation Promotion Task Force, an Act Relating to Organ Donation.
We have amendments. Representative Lone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Senate File 41, second reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 41. I ask for your consideration. As we discussed last week, there was an idea about putting somebody in from a religious body into this group that was being established. And so I just removed one member and replaced it with a rabbi, priest, or minister, or a cleric from another religious counselor. And I stand for any questions on this amendment.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, the question called. We are voting on second reading amendment number 1. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no.
No.
Second reading amendment number 1 has been adopted. Senate File 41, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection to this order. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 42.
Senate File 42, sponsored by Labor, Health, and Social Services, Professional Licensing, Applicant, Criminal Records, an Act Relating to Professions and Occupations.
We have an amendment. Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move second reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 42 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, on Committee of the Whole, I spoke to you about the need for some grammatical and punctuation type changes. This is that amendment. Nothing substantive. It's just fixing our the readability of the bill. So with your approval, I would ask to call for the question.
Any further discussion? Question has been called. We're voting on second reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 42. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no. Second reading amendment number 1 has been adopted. We have a second amendment. Representative Salazar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Speaker, this is Second Amendment number 2. It's nothing more than extra language that needed to be taken out to clean up the bill entirely, and I move the amendment, Mr. Speaker.
Any further discussions? Chairman Bartle, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a friendly amendment. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Question being called. We are voting on second reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 42. All those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed, please say no. That amendment has been adopted. Second reading amendment number 2. Senate File 42, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 81.
Senate File 81, sponsored by Appropriations, Game and Fish Department, Budget Requests, an act relating to Game and Fish.
Senate File 81, having been read 2 separate times, question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 82.
Senate File 82, sponsored by Appropriations, Miners Hospital Board Account, an act relating to the Miners Hospital Board Account.
Senate File 82, having been read 2 separate times, question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 90.
Senate File 90, sponsored by Appropriations, First Judicial District, Number of District Judges, an act relating to the judiciary.
Senate File 90, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Next order of business is, at that order of business, some bills on third reading and final passage, consent list, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Okay, Mr. Speaker, your consent list. Take a look at your yellow sheet and move Senate File 27 to the regular list. So, Mr. Speaker, the consent list consists of Senate File 5, 6, 7, 8, 16, 18, 20, 21, 24, 26, 31, 33, 37, 44, 50, 53, and 54. And, Mr. Speaker, I move this consent list.
Okay, are there any members who would like any of these bills removed from the consent list? Seeing none, I'd ask the reading clerk to read the consent list bills through the enacting clause in the usual manner.
Senate File 5, sponsored by Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources. Medicine Lodge State Archaeological Site, an act relating to state parks and archaeological sites, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 6, sponsored by Labor, Health, and Social Services, Real Estate Exemption Restoration, an act relating to workers' compensation and unemployment insurance, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 7, sponsored by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, Insurance, Corporate Governance Annual Disclosure, an act relating to insurance, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 8, sponsored by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, Insurance, Audited Annual Financial Reports, an act relating to insurance, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 16, sponsored by Minerals Business and Economic Development, Financial Assurance, Class 1 and 5, UIC Wells, an act relating to environmental quality, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 18, sponsored by Minerals Business and Economic Development, Orphan Site Remediation Funding, an act relating to environmental quality, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 20, sponsored by Judiciary, Custody in the Best Interest of the Children, an act relating to child custody, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 21, sponsored by Judiciary, Required Reports in Adoptions, an act relating to adoption, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 24, sponsored by Judiciary, Court Information Technology Equipment, an act relating to courts and counties, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 26, sponsored by Revenue. Nationwide Multi-State Licensing System, Collection Agencies, an act relating to collection agencies. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 31, sponsored by Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs. Veterans Skilled Nursing Center, an act relating to veterans. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 33, sponsored by Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs. Military members, spouse, and children. Resident tuition. An act relating to higher education and uniformed service members. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 37, sponsored by Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs. Purple Heart Day and State. An act relating to legal time and holidays. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 44, sponsored by Agriculture, State and Public Lands, and Water Resources. Fire Protection Revolving Account. An act relating to the Fire Protection Revolving Account. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 50, sponsored by Revenue. Collection of State Financial Obligations. An act relating to financial obligations owed to the state. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 53, sponsored by Agriculture, State and Public Lands, and Water Resources. Small Water Projects, an act relating to water development. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 54, sponsored by Agriculture, State and Public Lands, and Water Resources. Water Development Projects Requirements, an act relating to water development. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The chief clerk will call the roll on the consent list.
Roll call on the consent. Allen. Barlow. Barlow. Aye. Biteman. Blackburn excused. Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem excused. Connolly. Court, Crank, Dayton, Edwards, Eklund, Ayer, Flitner, Freeman, Furphy, Giroux, Gray, Greer, Haley, Hallinan, Halverson, Henderson, Hunt, Jennings, Kinner, Kirkbride, Larson Lloyd, okay. Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lone, Laux, McGuire, Madden, Miller, Nicholas, Northrup, Obermuller, Olson, Paxton, Pelkey, Pieperinen, Ponell, Salazar, Schwartz, Simpson, Summers, Steinmetz, Stith, Sweeney, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer, Mr. Speaker. As per House Bill 5, are there any changes? Biteman, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Lone, aye to no. Pieperinen, aye to no. Gray, aye to no. Salazar, aye to no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 51 aye, 7 no, 2 excused. As per Senate File 6, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused. As per Senate File 7, are there any changes? Lindholm, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye. Tenneau, Lone, aye. Tenneau, Edwards, aye. Tenneau, Beitman, aye. Tenneau, Piperinen, aye. Tenneau, Gray, aye. Tenneau, Olson, aye. Tenneau, Salazar, aye. Tenneau, Miller, aye. Tenneau. Further changes. Closing vote. The vote is closed. 46 aye, 12 no, 2 excused. As per Senate File 8, are there any changes? Lindholm, aye. Tenneau, Gray, aye. Tenneau, Edwards, aye. Tenneau, Lone, aye. Tenneau, Beitman, aye. Tenneau, Halverson, aye. Tenneau, Steinmetz, aye. Tenneau, Piperinen, aye. Tenneau. Further changes. Closing vote. The vote is closed. 51 aye, 8 no, 1 excused. As per Senate File 16, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Closing vote. Vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused. As per Senate File 18, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused. As per Senate File 20, are there any changes? Steinmetz, aye. Tenneau. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 57 aye, 1 no, 2 excused. As per Senate File 21, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused. As per Senate File 24, are there any changes? Gray, aye. Tenneau. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 57 aye, 1 no, 2 excused. As per Senate File 26, are there any changes? Halverson, aye. Tenneau. Jennings, aye. Tenneau. Steinmetz, aye. Tenneau. Lone, aye. Tenneau. Edwards, aye. Tenneau. Hallinan, aye. Tenneau. Beitman, aye. Tenneau. Salazar, aye. Tenneau. Further changes. Closing vote. The vote is closed. 50 aye, 8 no, 2 excused. As per Senate File 31, are there any changes? Halverson, aye. Tenneau. Edwards, aye. Tenneau. Greer, aye. Tenneau. Lone, aye. Tenneau. Laux, aye. Tenneau. Stiff, aye. Tenneau. Simpson, aye. Tenneau. Jennings, aye. Tenneau. Steinmetz, aye. Tenneau. Piperinen, aye. Tenneau. Ayer, aye. Tenneau. Schwartz, aye. Tenneau. Further changes. Closing vote. The vote is closed. 47 aye, 11 no, 2 excused. As per Senate File 33, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Edwards, aye. Aye, Tenneau. Eklund, oh. Laux, aye, Tenneau. Simpson, aye, Tenneau. Steinmetz, aye, Tenneau. Piperinen, aye, Tenneau. Further changes. Closing vote. The vote is closed. 54 aye, 4 no, 2 excused. As per Senate File 37, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused. As per Senate File 44, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused. As per Senate File 50, are there any changes? Halverson, aye to no. Lone, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Biteman, aye to no. Further changes? Closing vote. Vote is closed. 54 aye, 4 no, 2 excused. As per Senate File 53, are there any changes? Lindholm, aye to no. Summers, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye to no. Crank, aye to no. Olson, aye to no. Walters, aye to no. Ayer, aye to no. Allen, aye to no. Flitner, aye to no. Nicholas, aye to no. Mr. Speaker, aye to no. McGuire, aye to no. Furphy, aye to no. Obermuller, aye to no. Gray, aye to no. Zwanitzer, aye to no. Winters, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Wilson, aye to no. Pieperinen, aye to no. Salazar, aye to no. Brown, aye to no. Barlow, aye to no. Further changes? Freeman, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Kinner, aye to no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 33 aye, 25 no, 2 excused. As per House Bill 54, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote on the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bills, Senate Files 5, 6, 7, 8, 16, 18, 20, 21, 24, 26, 31, 33, 37, 44, 50, 53, and 54 have passed the House. Representative Gray. We're going to just pause for a minute. Okay, Representative Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would respectfully ask to move Senate File 2 to the bottom of the list.
Bottom of the four bill, the third reading list.
Yes.
Without objection, Senate File 2 will be moved to number 4 in line. And so that order that I have is Senate File 3, 9, 25, and 2. And 27. 27 and then 2. That's the list I have. Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Per Rule 7-3, I'd like to lay back Senate File 27 for one day. I'm working on an amendment and just need a little more time.
Okay. Without objection, Senate File 3 is laid back one. Senate File 27. I think that's what I said. Senate File 27. I'm operating off an old list, folks, and Senate File 27 is laid back one additional day. Thank you. Any other members? Okay, we're at that order of business now. Bills on third reading, final passage. our regular list. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 3.
Senate File 3, sponsored by Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources. Antelope Hunt Licenses, an act relating to game and fish. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
We have an amendment. Representative Piperina.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Amendment 1 to Senate File 3 and ask for your favorable consideration. I think this is wonderful what they're doing in the center of the state to bring in tourism and that stuff. And I'd like to see if I can make that happen for my county. So what this amendment does is basically instead of two hunts, it makes it three hunts. And it designates 80 licenses to be issued for an antelope hunt in Uinta County to help develop hunting mentorship amongst the children.
Okay, we're anyone for their first time? Chairman Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would urge the body to resist this amendment for a lot of reasons. There's nothing wrong with that idea for sure, but these other groups have a demonstrated need and a demonstrated track record. And so until and unless we get to that situation, I would urge the body to bring that proposal back in a future year. But the other two, or this other, the bill, let's just put it that way, speaks to the benefits to wildlife. Let me back up. The bill doesn't. But it's been demonstrated for the last year through the interim committee in the Senate committee, the House committee, the body at the other end of the hall. What these hunts do for hunters, for wildlife conservation, and there's a lot of money that goes directly back to the wildlife from these hunts. And so we think, those of us that would urge you to resist the amendment, is that they have demonstrated a public need or a public value. What's in it for the people of this state? I think that they have demonstrated a public value that they feel, and that this amendment is premature. So I would just urge you to resist the amendment and vote for the bill. Thank you.
Anyone else for their first time? Chairman Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against, ladies and gentlemen, what I would suggest that we come back with a second reading amendment, and for the good bringer of this amendment, we could, instead of doing the antelope, we could do the jackalope for that corner of the state.
I'd remind the body we're on third reading. Representative Grew.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I urge the body against the amendment and for the bill on final passage. Thank you.
Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and in support of this amendment, talk about public value. I am familiar with this mentorship program down in the Southwest, and it's the only thing that keeps it from growing and thriving is the inability to acquire enough licenses. So I urge your strong support. Let this program grow.
Any other members for their first time? Chairman Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've got a couple of questions. One of them is to clarify. These are 80 licenses over the other ones already issued in this county. And then that question. And then have you checked to see what effect it would have on the antelope population in that area if you did have 80 more taken? Is there any study to that effect? I guess I need to know that before I can vote on this.
Representative Sweeney.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against the amendment for the bill, I think we can already see the value in the existing two that we're talking about, and I think we can see what the amendment's purpose is, which I'm against.
Representative Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Speaker. On and in favor of this amendment. Listen, once we're going to start selling the King's Antelope for tourism, I think we go all out. Let's vote aye.
Anyone else? Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to ask the answer the good representative's questions of whether or not that the antelope herd is being considered. If you look on the second page of the bill, 9 through 11, management of the herd is being considered. I would urge the body to oppose the amendment and say yes to the bill.
Representative Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Reserving a first for a second. Thank you.
Okay. Representative Larson.
First for a second, Speaker, please.
Okay, anyone else? There's only a few left. Okay, would anyone else like for their first time? Seeing none. Now moving to second time before the sponsor. Any members before the sponsor? Chairman Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, I would urge you to resist this. I had not even heard of this program before. None of us have, or very few of us have. Whereas we have studied these other two programs for a year, heard endless testimony, read numerous documents, met with the department that manages the game and the fish, and all of that, and yet this is the first time I've heard mention of this other hunt. That's why I would urge you to resist that amendment, vote for the bill as it stands before you, and then next year we can start this process all over, and they can bring their facts and figures and bylaws and all that stuff to us, and we'll happily consider it then. But I don't feel good voting for it now because I've never heard of it. Thank you.
Any other member for their second time? Chairman Eklund.
So I think my question was misunderstood. The question on herd numbers and the effect on was limited just to the amendment, just Uinta County, not the rest of the bill.
Any other members for the second time? Seeing none, be moving to the sponsor, Representative Piperinen.
Thank you for everyone having a concern for our tourism here in the southwest corner of the state. The amendment does seek to have 80 licenses issued for the antelope hump in addition to what currently is allotted us. We really look upon this as a tourism opportunity. We have people that can come down from the state south of us here enjoying the tourism. There is an abundance of antelope there in my backyard. I would even open up private property there if somebody needed it. But please support tourism in southwest Wyoming.
We are voting on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 3. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no.
No.
Third reading amendment number 1 has failed. We are now on Senate File 3, having been read 3 separate times now, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk, please call the roll.
Senate File 3, Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Biteman. No. Blackburn excused. Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart. Aye. Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
No.
No. Clem excused. Connolly.
Aye.
Aye. Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Aye. Dayton.
Aye.
Aye. Edwards.
No.
No. Eklund.
Aye.
Aye. Ayer.
Aye.
Aye. Flitner.
Aye.
Aye. Freeman.
Aye.
Aye. Furphy.
Aye.
Aye. Grew.
Aye.
Aye. Gray.
No.
No. Greer.
Aye.
Aye. Haley.
Aye.
Aye. Hallinan.
Aye.
Aye. Halverson.
No.
No. Henderson.
Aye.
Aye. Hunt.
Aye.
Aye. Jennings. No. Kinner.
Aye.
Aye. Kirkbride.
Aye.
Aye. Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Aye. Larson Dan.
Aye.
Aye. Lindholm.
Aye.
Aye. Lone.
No.
No. Laux.
No.
No. McGuire.
No.
No. Madden.
Aye.
Aye. Miller.
Aye.
Aye. Nicholas.
No.
No. Northrup.
Aye.
Aye.
Obermueller.
No.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
No.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Nicholas. No to aye. Obermueller. No to aye. Further changes. Closing vote. The vote is closed. 45 aye, 13 no, 2 excused.
Senate File 3, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 3 has passed the House. Privilege of the floor, Representative Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor, please.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to introduce, he's in the VIP section, a great friend of liberty, a dear, dear friend. He's like family. Great businessman in the center of our state, community I represent, Bob Ide.
Bob, welcome to the House. It's always great to have somebody from Casper. Natrona County, you know, number one on our license plates. And number one in all of our hearts. That just never gets old, either. Thanks for being here. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Is he here? I was hoping we could entertain a motion to recess for our noon meetings.
He's right outside the door.
Members, we have three or four more bills. We're not going to get them done before noon recess. We have committees that have to meet, and we're going to come back and finish this work this afternoon. So, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House stand in recess until 2 p.m.
Okay, before we take that motion, any committee announcements? Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number one, Judiciary, is going to be meeting in Jonah Room H-38 to consider two bills, Senate File 23 and Senate File 94, up on noon recess here.
Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number four, Education, will meet tonight upon adjournment in House 38, where we're going to hear Senate File 72, School Finance Recalibration and Transportation, Senate File 87, Halfway Scholarship Eligibility, Senate File 93, Child Sexual Abuse Education and Prevention, Senate Journal 3, School Capital Construction Constitutional Amendment, and Senate Journal 4, Public School Financing, as time requires or allows.
Okay, Chairman Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Appropriations Committee number two will meet on adjournment to hear Senate File 120. We will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock to hear Senate File 113, 118, 119, and 79. And we will do re-referrals as presented. And the joint conference committee will meet on noon adjournment. On noon today.
Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number seven will meet in 5 minutes in H-37 to hear the following two bills, Senate File 46, Election Notices and Resolutions, and Senate File 56, Real Property as a Collateral Bond.
Chairman Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number five, Agriculture, will meet tomorrow morning in H-36 at 9 a.m. to discuss interim topics.
Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Committee number 10 will meet today upon adjournment, H-37, to hear four bills. Senate File 78, Opioid Addiction Task Force. Senate Joint Resolution 5, Promoting Individual Choice in Healthcare. Senate File 97, Medicaid and SNAP Eligibility Requirements 2. Senate File 91, Government Contracts, Labor Organization. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Seeing none, you've heard the Majority Floor Leader's motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed say no. The House is in recess until 2 p.m.